The act of reading, for me, is all about autonomy. I have reached a point in my life where no one tells me what to read. I can stay up all night immersed in the history of the Broadway musical. I can hurl a literary prize winner across the room. All those wretched high school assignments we once spent an entire semester on John Steinbeck's The Red Pony are long behind me. At university, I plowed through enough impenetrable literary criticism to last me a lifetime. Now I live in a book-lined flat where only the most readable literary criticism is welcome. But this doesn't mean that I shun difficulty or complexity. I like to have one challenging classic on the go during each season. Vladimir Nabokov was right when he said that reading should properly be defined as rereading. I first read Ulysses by James Joyce when I studied at Oxford. I consumed it in 4 days. Needless to say, that was all I did. And during the past 40 years, I've meant to reread it more thoroughly. Last year, I got the chance, attending a 22-week course on Ulysses at London's City Lit. This winter, I've joined a weekly group in order to study Homer's Iliad. But these book group experiences are exceptional. I have tackled Moby Dick, War and Peace, The Magic Mountain, and every single volume of Proust, all on my own. Just before Christmas, I reread Dostoevsky's Crime and Punishment. I discovered no fewer than 4 translations on the Russian shelf in my bedroom. I read the first 3 chapters of each before settling down with the translation I had read when I was 17 by David Magershack. Then I read the graphic novel version, which was terrific, but I didn't allow myself to look at the graphic novel until I'd finished the Dostoevsky, because that would be cheating. I am hoping for some free time later in the year to reread The Idiot, The Possessed, The Gambler. I have no desire to revisit The Karamazov Brothers, which is just as well, given my plan to reread Pushkin, Turgenev, Gogol, and Chekhov. Aside from this regular infusion of classics, I try to read a selection of just published books each year. I also aspire to read a play a day, which is unrealistic if you're a commissioned writer with a Netflix subscription, and a poem a day, which is more achievable. I collect books about the performing arts, books about history, science, psychology, economics, language, hundreds of biographies. Sometimes a stack of these turns into the bedrock of a new play. Don't get me wrong, I have other pleasures, talking to my friends, eating steak frites, listening to jazz on Radio 3 on Saturday afternoons, watching a good movie, sometimes for the 9th time, observing my cat, Max, walking in the park, sleeping, but reading, reclining on my day bed with an absorbing book, noting down a memorable passage on the large index cards I use as bookmarks. Reading is the greatest pleasure of all.